Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year
2022,
two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Art, and Brad.
Hey everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast where two edgy, hard-ass, tea-sipping, flower-arranging, doily-appreciating comedians
Hell yeah.
Pick the most metal shit in the universe. With me, as always, is the goose-down, stuffed king-size mattress to my rubber sheets. Comedian Dan Weber.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, comedian Rico Watt. Right over this way, that laughter you're hearing is the third row of rotating wings and eyes on this biblically correct angel. Super producer Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ BJ, Wizard of Wax, Audio Lothario.
He who walks behind the walls of sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I live.
He who cans the corn.
Oh, the creeper of the corn, creeper in the corn?
Yes, right. Yes.
He the walks lady between in the rows.
Yeah, the lady in the water.
I do look like Bryce Dallas.
Yes. Howard. This podcast is the beach that makes you get old.
Do you want to do a podcast about that movie?
No, we should. I've never seen it. It sounds horrendous.
Oh, it is so bad.
Nice.
I legitimately have never seen The Happening, and I really want to see
that.
No,
I've never seen that either. And
the one where Marky Mark is running from the wind.
Yeah.
It's fucking absolutely. He's a scientist for some fucking reason.
Yep. He tries to reason with a FICA.
Yep.
Yeah. He's like, hey, just listen. Hey, we're not all bad, all
right? Hey, yeah.
wait, how's your mother?
Both of those movies are so legitimately fucking awful.
That fucking rules. I love that there's just a team of guys in like Adidas tracksuits around M. Night Shyamalan going, you did it again, man! Another banger! Hell yeah!
Fucking killed it, M.
Fuck yeah. Want me to heat up your ramen? Fucking shit rocks.
Sham sham.
I've been sham wowed. High fives all around.
Shamalama ding dong. We did it again.
I like that his friends call him M.
Yeah.
Night. Night.
Night. That's it. Tasty time of day.
It would be night.
Nom nom nom.
I would write a movie where people would call him M. Night. Like, I'd be like, M. Night, what's up, dog? It'd be so funny. Nighty. Can I call you Night? Anyway.
I think it'd be cool if his first name, he doesn't have it on there because it's too cool. Like, it's Morpheus. So he's Morpheus Night Shyamalan, and he's like, that's too much awesome to have in one name, so let's cut off the first one, just M.
He's like, nobody knows how to pronounce Morpheus. Just Night Shyamalan. That's the part. A PH make an F. Nobody's on board.
Or Morning Night Shyamalan. Morning
like
Night.
His first name's Mid.
Midnight Shyamalan. Fuck yeah.
Because that's also his movies.
Mid at best.
Mid at best. Fuck. Anyway, coming to you live, everybody, from CBT Studios, home of the screaming sound. CBT, Google us right now.
Image search us now.
Yes. Cock and ball torture.
Don't do that. Do yourself. Do it at work.
You don't want to see somebody taking a boner for a walk on a little leather leash.
Get a fucking metal rod slammed up its pee hole. Then hammered on with a fucking ball peen.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't call the hammer that if that's not what it was for. ball peen. There's like a guy like, hey, Marcus Ballpeen, are you sure you want to call the hammer this? Yeah, why? No reason.
Did no one ever made fun of him in high school?
No, never once.
Frankie Ballpeen. He was
good. Richard Ballpeen?
Richard Ballpeen.
Sounds like a character from The Sopranos.
I would love Richard Ballpeen in it. You know what? Writing it down on my list of
stupid names.
Pseudonyms.
I don't have time to look it up. But remind me to write down Richard Ballpeen.
I think I'm going to...
For later.
Yeah. If you want to hide your identity at a hotel, just check yourself in as
Richard Ballpeen.
Richard Ballpeen. Dick Ballpeen. Dick, you can call me Dick.
You know what's fucking how stupid I am? Yes, you do. But also, you know that Chappelle bit about checking into hotels under fake names, one of the names that he was like, the only one I'm gonna tell you is I used to check in under the hotels under the name Charles Edward Cheese.
Yeah.
And I love that bit. And it was literally like a week ago, or maybe like 2 weeks ago. I was like, Chuck E. Cheese. That's the, that's where that name came from. I was just like, hilarious. Cheese as a last name? The man's a genius. And I was like, oh, his name's Chuck E. Cheese. I'm the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Anyway.
I do like the idea of Dick Ballpeen dropping the ball. So he's just Dick Payne.
Dick Payne.
Yeah, it just goes by Dick Payne.
He's like, guys, you're right. My name was quite silly, and I'm frankly tired of the names. So I'm just Richard Payne now. I'm now Petey Payne. Petey Paul Payne.
I'm Richard Siemens now.
Yes. My name is Dickie Chodes.
I'm tired of these fucking stupid names. I've changed it 5 times.
I am now Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm Marcus Squishmitten.
Damn it. He's just got a disability where he can't come up with a decent name. He just changes his name all the time and somebody's like, dude, that's not gonna fucking work.
Jeffrey Turduck. And then like the guy who's been bullying him goes, there's nothing there. Damn it. God, you win this round, Ballpeen.
Ow.
It's so stupid. I love it. Yeah. It's great. How was your week, Dan? How's everything been?
My week has been pretty good. My contract ended.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So
no one's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
He's no longer they called it up. Hotel.
Yeah, the
they
hotel. Called it up.
They called it up. I gave their niece back.
Nice.
No,
you're the bad guy. You're like, turns out the guy had skills, so I just gave her back.
I had to. I just couldn't get away.
Handed her back
he
over.
He killed every single one of my Armenian gang.
Yeah, he was so little handshake, and I handed him back. Yeah.
Like, oh, you win, you win. Here's your daughter.
Yep, water under the ball peen.
No, the stupid kind of did it for a year. Mm-hmm. And when I started, I was like, I can do anything for a year, and now I know probably, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
But my last day, so the day before, nobody ever told me, like, I knew what my end date was, but no one in the office ever sent me anything about what the process was going to be for me leaving.
Yeah.
And then I ran into one of the managers from the place at lunch, and he was like, and one guy was like, oh yeah, this dude, the dude who's your manager now is going to get a hold of you. And I never heard of this guy before. Didn't know his name. So I was like, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was 3:30 in the afternoon. I still had heard nothing. Yeah. No one had sent me an email or anything.
Yeah.
I had done literally nothing all day.
Nice.
Because it's my fucking last day.
Why would you? Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I just don't want to be here anymore. I want to drive home. But no one's come in to check in my shit. And I was like, well, I don't give a single fuck. So I just grabbed my shit, left my computer, turned my computer off, the laptop I had, all unplugged stuff, walked up to the front desk and handed my badge to the person, receptionist, like, here, you're probably going to want this. It's my last day. And she's like, oh, you have to go in and give that to IT. And I was like, not really. No. It's yours now. Bye. And yeah. I just walked out.
That rocks.
And like the look on her face was like, I can't believe he just.
I can't believe this man skipped arbitrary steps.
Yeah. That we did not tell him about.
Right.
Like if they'd have sent me an email in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I would have known.
Yeah.
But instead, and they wanted me to be like the guys from Australia wanted me to be in the end of the sprint planning meeting,
uh-huh.
which is where they talk about what they're going to do for the next 2 weeks. Like, why the fuck? They're like, we want to say goodbye. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't care. I will never see any of you again.
Yeah.
In fact, I legitimately, it's only been a week. I don't remember half of their names.
Nice.
Like I very, very quickly yeah. deleting it
yeah.
from the hard drive. Just like, let's just forget about all of this.
Nice.
Oi,
hey, Dan, want you to come on in. We're going to have a little, you know, be able to sit down.
Yeah.
I want you to, you know, going to get all snug up like a ruin or.
honestly.
Joey kinda, and a Reese pouch.
You'd like to think you don't, they don't sound like that, but they kind of did.
It fucking rocks.
But also, so. The other thing was
working in teak.
Yeah.
Teak.
Yeah. Well.
They were like, they also asked me, so I did this on the Monday. My Tuesday was my last day.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 days ago.
Yeah.
So on that Monday, they scheduled me a meeting with this guy who's their director of software in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just want to talk about what happened in the project that, you know, if you have any takeaways from it or things that you can tell me about. And so he was like, you know, what, you know, just give me a rundown of what you think went wrong. And then 25 minutes later, he was like, maybe just wrap it up. Like, cause yeah. I wasn't done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have gone on for another half an hour for yeah. sure. Cause there was very little that was done in that whole project that was smart.
Yeah.
Like impossibly stupid.
Yeah.
To the point where it was mind-boggling. Like I'm just like, it's kind of astounding really. Like you made every single possible mistake you could have along the way.
Yeah.
The product kind of works, but
yeah.
But I don't care. I mean, I kept telling him like I'm working on this thing that's just super vital. No one else knows how it works, and I'm leaving at the end of a year. So you really need to have somebody work with me so yep. they know how this thing that you will be responsible for,
yep.
how it works. Never did. It was the last
incredible.
2 weeks. They had somebody like try to get a crash course. I'm like, you're fucked. You are 100% fucked. There's 25,000 lines of code that you have to go through
yeah.
to figure out. I'm not going to be able to explain it all to you.
Yeah.
It's fucking nonsense.
Yeah, and so, it's all, you were saying, it's all spaghetti code. It's all fucked, yeah?
It's kind of. I mean, it kind of is. It's not great. It's probably, it might be some of the worst code I've ever written, but there's definite reasons why that was yeah. the case.
But it's still a masterpiece.
No, it's not. It's trash. And I put in at least one.
Yeah.
In the comments on a couple of things, I'm like, the first comment is, I'm real sorry. Like, I'm real sorry that this is the way this works, but I didn't really have a choice for all these different reasons.
That's so fucking funny. You know, this code, this is your saint anger.
Yeah. It's load.
Oh shit.
Oh my.
Wow. So it's
very cummy.
It's
no, it's whichever one.
It's
they
a Metallica
did.
Album, you fucking.
It's a Metallica album that they did.
Have you seen the cover of Load?
Isn't it like a bunch of fire or something?
I thought that was the real cummy one.
I don't know.
Oh, is there just jizz?
I think it's like splashed red paint. Like it's colored, multicolored paint splashed on a wall or some shit.
Hold on.
But I was thinking about the one.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking about the one that he did.
Is it cummy?
It's very cummy.
Oh yeah.
That's cummy as fuck.
That's so fucking stupid.
It's called Load.
What a bunch of dumb fuckers.
What's the one? So they did an album with a guest with another artist.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Lola or Lolo album.
The one that they did with the
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed.
Oh, they did an album with Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why?
Incredible.
No, it's not.
It's no, I mean for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, for all the wrong
ironically
reasons.
Ironically incredible.
Yeah. Is it Lola? Can you look that up?
It might be Lola. Yeah. In it that Lolo? that's what I think.
Lulu.
I think the project that I did is that is the
because it sounds like two toilets.
The Lou Reed Metallica mashup. That's the level.
Yeah, okay.
It's some of the worst code I've written in 20 years.
Oh shit.
I just feel terrible about it.
But compared to a fucking idiot, to a loser, compared to a loser's best shit, I just want to talk you up in the coding world because I truly know nothing, and it's kind of fun for me.
I mean,
see what I mean?
They kept being impressed, and I kept being sad.
This is amazing. You're like, Jesus
Christ.
They're
like, oh, you figured out how to solve this problem. And I'm like, but it's the worst way. I did the only thing I could think of, but it's awful. It's fucking horrible.
You solved it. I'm like, oh, man.
Man, that's
gonna
the
kill
bar.
So many people, whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
It'd be like you made a fire escape, like, the door opens. You're like, yeah, man, but there's
only
a blade. It's all made of razors.
Yeah. It opens, but only when it hears screams and smells burning flesh. Yeah,
it opens, but only.
It opens a bit too late.
It opens, but only in.
Yeah, so I'm done. I'm done having to nearly get killed by people on the road about once a week.
Oh yeah, so I was wondering about that. So are you looking to not do contract work like that, like short term stuff anymore?
Oh no,
or?
I'm just trying to get a remote job.
Oh okay, yeah,
fully remote.
Oh okay, yeah. That'll make it more tolerable.
I would legitimately, despite how awful all the code was. I would have worked for them if they'd have let me work from home.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
But they were like, no. So I'm like, okay, I'm done.
They're like, we need your sparkling, shiny attitude around the office.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I literally hated every single person in that office.
Yeah. Dean, you're a big ray of sunshine right around here. We just hate to lose you.
Dude, there was a guy. This fucking loudmouth dude that would hang out at lunch every time. He took lunch at the same time. And I literally, I don't know his name. I just thought of him as the least interesting man in the world. Because he would only ever talk about, like, no matter what somebody was talking about, it was like Wikipedia page would open and he would just start spouting facts.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, like... Radishes need a temperate climate to fucking grow. And I would be sitting there reading a book, trying to ignore it.
Trying to hold your cum in.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I was like, I wonder if I shot myself towards him.
Yeah.
If that would let him know.
Yeah.
That he's awful.
Yeah. If some of my brains got in his mouth, if that would shut
it would
him
automatically
the fuck up.
Make him a little bit smarter.
I think about that all the time. Like, what if I shot myself and my brains landed in their open mouth while they told this boring fucking story?
Yeah.
Like, I would truly have lived then.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
made a difference.
Yeah. That sucks, man. Well, congrats on
getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
I didn't have
there.
To really do anything. Yeah. It just kind of ended.
They have fucking rules. I mean, like all good relationships, you know, I think that's important.
The best part about a relationship is the ending.
Yeah. What did I do? I hung out with me and Tate do like bar trivia like once a week sometimes. And John Bennett came with us, Australian dude. It was actually fun hanging out with the guy. He's like a cool guy to hang out with. But I like fucking with him a little bit. Like, there was a Trailblazers game on, and he's like, "Hey, did you know there's like this? Sorry, I can't do the accent, but he's like, there's two Australians
like on the Trailblazers now. And I was just like, I'm like, oh, where do you think they learned how to play basketball? I just love that shit. You know, where it's like, he's like, and then he goes, you know, he's a con. So he was just like, he's like, nobody knows. Nobody knows where they got it. No. Who knows where they picked it up? It's a mystery. I don't know. That shit's fun. Oh, and then I told him when he showed up too, I'm all like, John, this is great. You're foreign. You're going to know geography. So this is great for us. This is good for our trivia team. And then there was a geography question, and it was like, this river in Alaska, and I just slid the paper over to him. I'm like, go do it. This is your time to shine. The river in Alaska. He was like, I don't fucking know your shitty rivers. I'm like, but anyway, that was fun. Randy and I went and watched 1993's The Fugitive.
Oh, okay.
Get off your phone. We're doing this now.
All
right. Right now, and then you can get about it in a second.
Okay.
Right after this story. Get right back on there.
I need you. Part of it?
I need you. Yeah. Yeah, we saw The Fugitive, Harrison Ford.
The movie fucking slaps,
it's
dude.
Fucking fun.
It's so fun.
It's super fun. The scene where he gets, so he like gets set up, like he gets tried and convicted for the murder of his wife that he didn't commit or whatever, but the opening scene is him like, while like it flashes back to his wife like fighting off the intruder, it's him walking around this dinner party and stuff, and so the whole time I'm whispering to her, as he's walking around, I just whisper in Randy's ear, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Gonna kill my wife. Hey, hi there. Bob, looking good. Gonna kill my wife.
Gonna kill my wife.
Hey, Steven, tonight's the night. And Tate's like a big, and we were with Jeff Tate, but like Tate's like a big movie fan, so I try to not be, you know, like too annoying while he's there, because he really likes, you know, it's one of his favorite movies too, which is a really strange one for to be a favorite movie.
That is a very strange favorite movie.
I mean, there's not a James Woods isn't fucking a TV or anything
right.
Like my favorite movie. But yeah, so he went to go smoke at the beginning because he thinks the intro takes too long, like the setup.
Yeah.
But when he went to go smoke, I was just mean. By the time he came back, Randy and I were crying,
like dying.
We couldn't stop fucking laughing, and we kept doing it where he would, like, he jumps out of that dam to escape Tommy Lee Jones, and he's just swimming to shore. I just was ready to go, gotta kill my wife. It just became a running stupid joke. It's fucking great. There's also like the scene where he's being transported to the state prison and on a bus. The prisoners try to stage an escape. The bus rolls off a cliff, then gets hit by a train. Like so, it's like this. It's crazy action. And Harrison Ford's underneath the thing, like underneath a little
like a bridge,
thing, like while this train's crashing and derailing all around him. And then I'm just like, and then I just look at Randy, I'm like, and now a plane hits. it just keeps happening. And then the only thing I want to say is like, you find out that there's like there was a pharmaceutical company that were trying to get this like heart medication passed, and his character was the only one that knew the secret that it actually destroyed people's livers.
Sure.
You know, and like, so that's why they were trying to bump him off to pass this drug, right? And it was called like Positrex or something was the name of the drug, right? And the doctor, at one point, the doctor that set him up, that was his good friend, like he chases him upstairs in this hotel and they're just like fist fighting on the roof. And as they're fist fighting on the roof, I lean over to Randy and I'm like, Positrex gives me the strength of 10 men. And I just thought it would have been the perfect twist in the movie where he's just like superhumanly strong. Anyway.
Provasic
was Provasic. The name of it. Yeah. What else? Then I was, I don't even know if I want to get all into this. We're fucking whatever. I met up with my friend Rachel like on Saturday to go the 16th. She was like, "Oh, we're hanging out at TC O'Leary's. I'm with a bunch of friends." And I'm like, "Oh, that sounds good. I'll just stop by for a beer. I'll hang out for a minute." And I show up at TC O'Leary's and I'm like, "Oh fuck, it's the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
This is an Irish bar. Oh. It's fucked." Yeah. It's fucked with people. It's packed out the ass. There's an Irish band fucking playing.
Yeah.
And I'm all shit. And but luckily they had a little side room, like, so it, you could still see everything, but it was still crazy loud. But at least I wasn't being shoulder bumped by a bunch of people all the time. But I walked in and I go and I told her and her friends, who I had never met these people before. I just only met my friend Rachel, and I walk up and I go, and I'm all, I forgot it was fucking St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I fucking whatever. And I literally was wearing this shirt.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, "You forgot, but you're wearing a Thin Lizzy t-shirt." And I go, yeah, I know. It's, I'm like, well, I guess I lucked out or whatever. And then the guy goes, "Really? Like, real? Like he didn't believe me."
Yeah.
And then I'm all like, I go, "Oh, I own like 3 Thin Lizzy shirts. So the odds were," I go, "they're like one of my favorite bands. Like, I just like it's the odds are I was probably gonna wear a Thin Lizzy shirt or like a Botch shirt." And then that fucking guy, whom I don't know his name, refused to believe me and wouldn't let it go for like 15 minutes. Kept being like, "So that's a pretty new looking shirt. You saying like, what, do you wash it inside out?" Or like grilling me about the shirt.
Was he me talking to you about John Mulaney?
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck was happening. I was crazy. And I was like, yeah, it's a newer shirt, man. I don't have to tell. And then he was like, "Yeah, like, what's your favorite Thin Lizzy song?" Like, literally grilling me.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And it was one of those things where, like, I was kind of, like, an awkward thing where I was like, what's even happening right now? I was just acclimating myself to the room.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I woke up furious. Like, it was one of those things where I woke up and I was like, you know what? Fuck that dude. Like, I was fucking, like, rage. I was like, I'm still mad about it, thinking about it. Because it's, because in my mind, it's like, what does he think? He thought I was like, I'm like, you know, like, I'm lying about it, A. Oh, by the way, and then his wife was there. And his wife, I caught, later talking to Rachel. She goes, "I think he's fibbing a little bit about the shirt." She said it.
What the fuck?
Like, "And I think you should leave" sketch, where I was like, what the fuck is happening? But I was like, okay. So in his mind, it's like, I was trying to be so cool. Like, "Do you realize it was St. Patty's Day, and yet I'm wearing this shirt that no one would ever wear." And then I go, but with a cooler guy thing to do would be like, "Oh, hey, to be like, didn't own anything green, so I went with the next best option," right? Like, we're just,
are they Irish?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
They're an Irish band. Together. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. They're an Irish band.
They're from Ireland.
Yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't classify them as an Irish band.
But they are.
Like, if Dropkick Murphys are like an Irish band.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they do a bunch of Irish. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I there's a statue of the lead singer Phil Lynott in Dublin. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They're one of the most. But anyway.
I could have looked that up without derailing the
it's
story.
Okay. No, you didn't derail anything. You're right. That is a nugget that maybe people listening to this didn't know. But like, but it was just weird to be like, what the fuck is going? But you know what I mean?
That's
like,
crazy.
It's a fully insane thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That like this guy and his wife are both like, I don't know. This guy, like, his story doesn't really check out.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what to gain? What?
Yeah.
To the respect of two of the ugliest people I've ever laid eyes on, and they were fully mutant people. I don't give a shit. I'm angry about this.
No,
I hope
whole
they listen
thing.
To this podcast.
I hope they do. I never want to talk to them again. That it made me so mad that I took like multiple minutes of my life to fucking. And I'm wearing it again. I'm going to wear it every fucking day. You know what else I'm going to do? Every holiday, I'm going to wear a fucking shirt. And I'm going to wear a Screaming Trees shirt on Arbor Day. I don't even like that band. I think they suck. I'll wear it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's really weird energy.
It was crazy.
From like somebody you just met.
I literally had never met them before in my life.
Like, it would be like, like, why would you do that? What possible reason would you have?
What am I getting?
I'm the detective. I'm gonna get to the heart of this case.
Yes.
Like, okay, so let's say you're 100% right. Let's say
now what?
You knew that it was you. Yes. Just you were trying to trick people.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right. Now what? Like, what do you get?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be?
Exactly.
That's being an asshole. Just to be a fucking asshole.
It's crazy. And to me, it's like, is that the kind of thing this dude does all the time? Where
I'm
it's
sure.
Like, yeah, right? Because he's like, well, I'm the kind of guy that lies all the time just to, for any and all, I don't know. It's fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It still drives me crazy. Again, the cooler thing to do would have been like, didn't have anything green. You know, like, wore my Thin Lizzy shirt instead. You know, like, that's funny. It's like, I meant to do it. Instead, I was like, I'm an idiot and I don't know what day it is. Hi, how's it going? I'm old. I'm old and I fucking don't know what, you know.
What, how does
surroundings.
How does your friend know these?
I don't even know. And I don't even care anymore. I'm like.
Not friends with that person anymore.
No, I am. She's and she's rad. And she's like, I've known her for like 18 years. I've known her for a million years. She's great. But
well, which is it, 18 or a million?
She's 19 years old. It's my friend's daughter. She's great.
What is it, 18 or a million?
Full on creep status.
Oh, that million looks pretty new. I don't know why you're right. Wearing it. Fucking stupid ass.
It was, dude.
What an asshole.
Dude. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I definitely, like, if I'd have been there, because you probably just didn't key up on it immediately.
No, I was just like, why is this conversation?
I would have immediately gone in hard. Like,
I'm glad.
I would have been fucking livid.
Literally, I told the story to Gracie, and Gracie was like, I'm really happy you didn't understand exactly what was going on in the moment. Because I definitely was like, why is this guy really interested in this shirt? Like, there's a lot of weird, because the energy got very quiet too. I was like, what's going on? I'm just meeting people. So I'm just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Whatever. Trying to get acclimated. I haven't had a drink yet. And, but Gracie was like, I'm really glad, because it would have made it so much more awkward if I was like, you know, whatever. I'm all like, yeah, I guess I just wanted to impress you, fucking idiot. I don't even know what I would say. I would have been like, lost my mind.
So that has happened to me before. Not that particular thing with the t-shirts or whatever, but I'll be talking to somebody. It happened at Alberta Street Pub. I'm just sitting out back, chatting about stuff with other people.
Yeah.
And then this one guy starts giving me shit.
Yeah.
He starts like, oh yeah, what about, well, and then, like, I was like, I was going to say something. I'm like, you know what? I don't really want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave now, but I just want you to know that when you're really sad, suicide is 100% an option. And then I walked away. And then I saw that guy right after my mom died. I was getting a suit to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
And I saw him he was in front of me.
Yeah.
In the line, like right in front of me. And he was like, hey. And I'm like, you definitely don't want to talk to me now. Go away. he just was like, and I'm like, get out. And then he just left. Like, I was like, I'll fucking kill you right now.
I'm about to get married, you fuck.
I was just so fucking pissed.
It's the happiest day of my life.
Man, I can't.
I'm tired of this shit.
I can't stand it when I don't when I don't know somebody and they immediately are an asshole.
Yes.
Like, I'm just like, that, I just do not.
Can I have one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I would, I'd be happy to share.
Thank you.
Yeah, here you go. Comes out of your pay. I'd be Dan, would you like one of these hams? No, one of these delicious
I mean,
would you like a hammer?
A hams? Do I want to get hamsered?
Yeah.
No. I don't. I mean, I appreciate the offer.
No, yeah. I didn't think so, but I thought I'd be gracious.
That's very nice.
This might be my first hams.
Really?
I think so.
It's the beer refreshing.
You're gonna love the way it tastes like every other piss beer.
It does.
You know the best part? It tastes like a PBR, but a dollar cheaper at the 76 station.
Yeah.
It's better than Coors.
It's not, yeah.
No, well, that is true. Yeah. It's the beer my dad drank my whole childhood.
Yeah, my stepdad drank a lot of Hams and Rainier. So.
Okay, I like Rainier.
Yeah.
Hams and Rainier.
Ranya,
Olympia was dad's other beer. So I drank.
I think
a
Olympia
lot of that.
Tastes weird.
You know,
it does a little bit.
It's a little bit. It's one of those beers that tastes like the can.
It's got a little bit. It's a little bit sweet.
Yes.
Normal Budweiser doesn't get enough credit.
It's good.
I think straight Budweiser.
It's
is
good.
Great. Not gay Budweiser.
Thank you.
I need to clarify.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Bud Dry?
Bud Dry.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever try? So this is a total non sequitur. But there used to be that drinking game, the Century Club.
Yeah.
Did you ever try that?
Yeah. I never made it past.
Didn't even come close.
70, but well, not even. It's like 68, something like that. I'd be like,
I was doing it with Bud Light because I didn't want to get full. and I thought maybe I would have a shot.
That's not, your brain gets full.
Not even close.
It's crazy. You're just doing a shot of beer. Yeah, it's every minute. Nothing. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's nothing. And then you're like,
oh my God.
Fucking
look. It's so many.
The only time I think I've gotten drunker was during, we were watching basketball, and every time they said dude, you took a drink.
Red, you should have been hospitalized.
I think we all just threw up in one big swimming pool. hams. Getting a bag of hammers to take you home. Oh, guys, we got an ad.
No shit.
Yeah. Wow. Are you guys texting each other?
No.
I'm like, are you guys texting each other?
I'm bringing up my most metal
book. Oh, no, that's fine. I
found a very dangerous subreddit.
Oh.
Yeah.
The CBT?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Dr. Ballpeen?
A very dangerous subreddit?
It's the Criterion subreddit.
Oh. Get off. You have a problem right now.
I know I do.
Holy shit.
No, it's bad.
Dude. You've got
you've gone from having never watched a single fucking movie
to needing
to trying to watch
them.
All of the movies all at once.
Yeah. You got ADHD DVD.
That's pretty good.
I'm mad at myself for that. All right. We got an ad, guys.
That's definitely a Portman don't.
Yeah. Well, Portman did, and that sucked. All right, guys. Here's the copy that they gave me to read.
Oh, yeah, please.
Here we go. It's 2024. Why can you be warned on your phone of tornadoes and fires, but not of what's really important? That's why we've created Snoozle. Snoozle's the twice-yearly daylight savings time warning app. No more being surprised at your own exhaustion. Did you know daylight savings time is responsible for more stolen dreams than children? That's probably true. Snoozle is the only app voted better than the Amber Alert by Snoozle CEO Magazine. Snoozle, spring ahead to good sleep. Snoozle from the makers of Leaper, the leap year warning app.
Yep. Thank you, Snoozle.
Yeah, good old Snoozle. That's good. Literally happened to me, which is so weird that we got this ad around the same time. I started a new job, and I was like, I have to be up at like 6 a.m. for it. And I could not fucking fall asleep, so I didn't go to sleep till like 1 in the morning, and I was like, oh, fuck, five hours of sleep is rough.
Oh, no.
And then I woke up, and I was like, whoa, melatonin still must be in my system. I feel crazily tired. And then I'm at work, and they're like, oh, daylight savings time last night. I'm all, what the fuck? I got 4 hours of sleep. Holy shit. What, am I still partying?
I do.
But yeah.
I will say, like, spring forward blows.
Blows. Fall back though.
Yeah.
Pretty goddamn right. Good.
Fall
pretty
back's
nice.
Great.
Pretty nice.
March of 2020, I went down to San Francisco to film somebody.
Uh-huh.
And this is a comic that likes to hang out in the club afterwards and like do karaoke and shit.
Okay.
It's really fun. We were hanging out the night of Daylight Savings.
Word.
And the club manager came out and he goes, guys, it just went from 3 to 4. You guys have to fucking leave. Yeah, daylight savings time sucks.
Oh, fuck. Huh?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said daylight savings time sucks.
I thought you said David Simerson sucks. I thought you like just
doxed the manager.
I thought you were talking about the comic that made you hang out. Like, that guy fucking blows.
The club owner.
Like,
David. Davidson, the owner of the punchline. Fuck that guy.
David Simerson sucks. I was like, damn, Randy's going hard. Holy shit.
I'm taking names.
Biblically correct angel of death. Anyway, gang, this is What's More Metal. We go one topic at a time. We describe the most metal things in the universe, and we like our choices for them. And we're what? We're scant 40 minutes into this bad girl?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. This week we're doing most metal bird. Yep. You waited. Wait no longer.
40 minutes for this.
40 minutes to get to, yes.
To hear about birds.
The perfectly adequate preamble.
We're going to give you the bird.
Yes. Just talking fucking shit about. I got yelled at about a shirt and I fucking went off. I fully disassociated with anger.
I frankly 100% behind you on that one. I am angry for you.
So decide, by the way, when you say most metal, we most kick-ass, badass, deadly, sexy, or whatever's killed the most Nazis.
Yep.
To decide who gets to go first in most metal bird, we're going to do the most metal thing possible and roll 20-sided die.
What kind of die is that, Narika?
Oh, just a 20-sided one. I got a 16.
I got a 20.
Oh, shit, a Natch Twombo.
What's it say on that 20?
A Naturo Twombia. A Natalie Twimson.
Nope.
A Twom Twom Club.
No, it hasn't happened in a long time, and I find that my ability to tolerate it has gone down. it now makes me angry again. I told you that at least twice in the time that we've been doing this podcast, somebody has driven by and shouted. <"Natch Twom Club." laughs> It's happened. It's happened at least twice.
Guys, you cannot yell shit at Dan from a car. He will throw a brick. It's reflexive. The man can't help it. All right. Dan, you want to go first or second on most metal bird?
I'm going to go first.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
So
we're choosing our runner up, and then we'll get, because we're not even there. We don't even want to, we're just teasing you.
Yeah.
The whole time.
40 minutes into runner-ups.
We're rubbing the little riding crop on your frenum right now. Yeah.
So I think my runner-up.
I mean, it's taint, everybody. Taint.
I thought the frenum's the little.
Oh, no. It's the space between. Yeah, it's the little.
It's the part you get pierced.
Yes. You're right. I'm thinking of.
Sorry, Dan.
Frenium.
Frenulum.
Frenulum.
Am I right?
I think.
Okay.
Most metal bird. I'll come back with dick facts in a
minute.
Sorry,
Dan's still mad about the Natch Twombo.
My runner up is a bird called a frogmouth.
Oh.
Which just the reason I think it's the most metal bird is because it looks enraged 100% of the time.
Nice.
Its face, it's fucking hysterical. It's got a little too, it looks like a frog. It has a little bit of a frog look.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. It's an incredibly looking bird.
How big is this thing?
It's like maybe the size of a robin. Like,
oh,
it's
just, oh, okay.
It's not very big. So it's just like this little angry fucking weirdo looking bird.
Hold on, I'm gonna
have a hard time.
I'm looking it up right now so I can, I went to a private thing because I don't want this to affect my algorithm, but frogmouth bird. Oh, it looks like a little owl.
It looks like a tiny little owl.
Yeah, but it's not.
But its head is like flatter. Oh, it's really adorable.
It's adorable, but angry.
Yeah, exactly. It does look pissed off. It looks like a one of the ghoulies.
Yeah.
No. Critters. It looks like the critters from Critters.
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong.
They're an adorable, angry little bird.
They're great.
I like that
looking.
Idea. I like the notion of something that's that small and cute and fucking pissed about it.
Right. So you identify with this tiny angry bird.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck
it. It's if I was a bird, I would probably be a frogmouth.
Yeah.
This one looks like it's you after someone commented on your Thin Lizzy shirt.
You're not wrong. I'd be like, no, I did want to peck the dude's eyes out.
You know, it's the next day.
Oh,
when it happened, he was just like, cool, man.
Like, I was just like trying to smooth. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah,
can we move on?
Getting out of bed thinking about
your
shirt.
Yeah, I fucking woke up pissed. Dude, okay. The guy also had a curly mustache. Like,
Fuck him.
Yes. I should have just thrown.
Did he twirl it while mid?
Yes, all the time.
The whole time.
Oh
my god!
Jesus Christ!
Fucking little. Yeah, dude. I should have just thrown every chair at him.
Slapped the shit out of the old timey fucking idiot.
Nobody. It's an Irish bar. They'd have been like, "This is let him settle it. Let him settle it. This is how we do things. Do things." I don't know. God, you know what? If I could do one accent, what would that sound like? Could we imagine a world?
Which one do you think it would be?
God, Lord. I'm close to Russian. I could kind of do a little Russian one, but yeah. But I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
I refuse to. That's a great choice, Dan. That is a perfect little angry bird. I fucking like him. It's the original angry bird.
The original Angry Birds.
It was, by the way, Frenulum.
It is. Okay.
The Taint is the Perennium.
Yeah, so I was right. Yeah,
you
yeah.
You were. You got
yeah, it. Yeah. I know my dick slapping parts. My choice for runner
I'm
up.
Ashamed you know that better than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you should be ashamed.
They're my favorites.
I'm just a tourist over here. I've only ever held two. So, I got Randy. Randy was choked to death on a hammer. Two. I don't explain it at all. And I won't. My runner-up for most metal bird is the Andean condor.
Oh, yeah.
Which is huge. A Peruvian, is the world's largest vulture.
Oh, shit.
They are 35 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan.
God damn.
It is the largest flying bird on the planet. Scientists were unsure of like how they even were capable of flight, but now they believe that they're able to support their massive weight through their massive size through a mix of thermal air currents and a deal with the devil. They have black feathers. I've looked it up. It's crazy. Black feathers, a white vampire collar, and bright red eyes. It only eats dead.
What's it called again?
The Andean condor.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
they live in the Andes Mountains. They have red eyes. They only eat dead shit, and they have a lifespan of 70 years, rivaling that of America's largest vultures, politicians. A cute little joke.
This thing's
there.
Terrifying.
Oh, it's horrendous. Yeah, imagine a vulture. Now picture it bigger than your fucking car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or like at least in wingspan and uh-huh. shit, and then it's. It's just fucked up looking.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. They're great. And just a vulture is a fucking metal ass
awesome.
Bird.
Yeah.
It looks like it teaches a class at Hogwarts.
Exactly, yeah. And they'll eat your dead ass up,
yeah.
To quote Wesley Willis.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Yeah. That is my choice. That's my runner-up for most metal bird.
Okay. So my choice for most metal bird is a single bird. That I met at the Alaskan Wildlife Conservation Center. It is a...
I love it when you get specific.
It is a bald eagle that got shot, so they had to amputate one of its wings, so it can't fly.
Uh-huh.
So it just sits on a log. Like, you can walk by it. It's open air, so you can look at it. It has signs everywhere saying, don't go near it, because Adonis is his name. He's giant, like, he has one of the most ripped birds that I've ever seen. He has abs, like, he's just fucking yoked, and he's completely, psychotically, insanely angry. Like, you can see in his eyes, he wants to kill every single person that comes through there without question.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a doubt. If they let that thing out of that cage, it would immediately attack people.
Yeah.
Like, they probably have to feed it wearing full leather armor.
Yeah.
Like, they can't go anywhere fucking near it.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Dude's just been on death row for years.
Yeah.
fucking lost
he's been caged up for a long time.
Yeah. Just pacing. It's like, dude, he just keeps sharpening sticks in his fucking. You're like, oh, this guy's making shivs all day.
I mean, he's about 3.5 feet tall, and about almost a foot wide. Yeah. He's just like this brick of muscle, and he's just staring at you like, you gonna fucking do. Like, he looks at like, start something.
Yeah,
just fucking try it.
Yeah,
I just want to fuck you up so bad.
Yeah, he's like, what's up, fish? What a fish, you fucking yeah. little bitch, huh? Put your finger in my belt loop, motherfucker. Put your finger in my belt loop. It's just Oz. It's just Oz. It's just what I imagine this bird. That's his inner.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I think it is, actually. He's telling himself over and over again, I'm going to fuck this guy up.
Yeah.
I'll fuck that guy up.
That rocks.
I'm
going to
fuck that guy up, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. That rules.
It does.
You can't fuck. They will fucking, they'll peel the largest artery out of your arm with a single beak stroke. They're fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
Eagles are fucked up.
Yeah. It's a bald eagle, so it's like extra. They're gnarly looking.
Who was it? Was it Harkins that had the joke about how a bald eagle looks like a racist American that's been smoking for years?
It's Alex Rios. I think it's Alex.
Was it Rios? That was Rios. God, what a good joke. And his beak is all stained with nicotine and shit. It's so fucking right on.
He's like, I hate those things.
That fucking rocks. Dude, I'm glad you remembered.
Rest in peace, Alex Rios.
R.I.P. Dude. Hell yeah. That rules. That's the most accurate description of a bald eagle of all time. Great choice, Dan. Bald eagle. Adonis.
Adonis, the bald eagle.
My choice for most metal bird is the Shoebill stork.
I thought you were going to go there.
Yeah, I am. Yep. They are horrendous.
Yeah. They sure are.
Hideous.
Hideous, fucked up. Bird, they're gray, they're 5 feet tall, They have an 8-foot wingspan, and they're large enough to make you, when you see them, go, they look like a Skeksis, straight up, like they're from The Dark Crystal.
Oh, okay.
It's a movie you should go
see. I need to see it.
Get the Blu-ray.
Order
the Blu-ray. They have a huge hooked bill. It's the size and shape of like a hotel ice scoop.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrendous. And, clicks its bill together, and it makes the sound of an AK-47. Yeah. It's fucked. It's just it eats meat. There's a great picture of it just eating a fucking whole like baby chimp. But they literally they hunt is they stand motionless for hours in the swamp, and then whatever comes up for air, they eat it. They're fucking evil.
They're gnarly birds.
They're so fucked up.
Yeah, that's a pretty gnarly bird.
Yeah, they're an incredible testament to how there's no God. Because look at that fucking
thing. And how gnarly dinosaurs used to be.
Yes, that is actually a true thing. It comes from, it actually is the same family as like velociraptors and shit, which is also the same family as like T-Rex and stuff. So it's like, they're like, it's comes from that same line of genetics.
I honestly thought that
Velociprex, whatever the fuck.
Something like that, because the raptors are actually real small and pretty much harmless.
It's not the...
I thought they made that dinosaur up for Jurassic Park.
No, they just made it larger.
Yeah, so the Velociraptor was real, but it is truly like the size of a turkey.
Oh, so and it's like
a scavenger. It's not a hunter.
Yeah. And it's not a Velociraptor. It's like a Velociprex or something. Yeah.
There is a dinosaur that is like what is portrayed as the Velociraptor, but it's called something else. They just use the name for it because it's a lot more intimidating.
It's also along the same lineage. It's in the same family as T-Rex. So,
hunters and real fucking scary ass animals.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, which means that they're basically you could clone one just by having sex with it. Science. So, gang, that's been our choices for most metal bird. I chose the Shoebill stork from Central Africa. Dan chose the Adonis from a very specific Alaskan wildlife refuge.
Yep.
The bald eagle.
The one-winged bald eagle.
The one-winged bald eagle that traffics meth, I'm assuming, in and out of Russia. Gang, let us know online if we forgot any, if we didn't choose any that were on your list. We avoided any. Just let us know. I know that we, you know what? And actually, I wanted to shout out real quick that one was actually given to us by a listener, and I'm spacing their.
I think you put it in our
name.
Group chat.
I did. I'm looking. Oh, Mike. Listener, Michael. Posted that, so thanks, man. Shout out. Thanks so much for hitting me up, and that was a great topic choice. People were dying to hear it, and they were dying to wait 40 minutes for the pleasure
of ball peen. 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes of making up dumb names.
Anyway, that's gonna bring us to 3 minutes of the Ride the Lightning Round. Ride the Lightning Round. Hey, it's the Ride the Lightning Round. It's the part of the show where Dan and I do what we just did just now, only we don't know what the fucking topic is. Randy?
Let's go with most metal place of worship.
Ooh.
My dick.
That can I'm open to that being anything. Geographically, type of building, muscle, you know, whatever you feel like.
All right. So
Dan's are immediately locked and loaded.
Volcano.
Fuck. I was literally damn it.
Because you could just throw somebody in. Yeah. Make sure the rains come.
Yeah.
It's fucking
Yeah, that's a good.
Okay.
Yeah, volcano's good.
Volcano's real good.
Also, when you see a volcano, it's like what? You know what I mean? Like it's like a real it's like usually like gravel, like it's just gravel
yeah.
and boulders in a gentle so just Yeah.
I have a close one to that, but
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Are we
No, we'll okay. do me. place of worship. Fuck. I'm leaning towards Stonehenge. It's pretty fucking
Stonehenge
dope.
Stonehenge is pretty yeah. fucking metal.
Pretty sick. I know there's a better fucking one than that, like more evil.
Do you want mine?
Any golden calf that you can stuff babies in is pretty fucking sick. But no, I'm going to have to go. Yeah, Stonehenge, I think, was like, you know.
Okay.
Because what were they doing? What were...
That's why it's metal.
No one knows what they were up to.
It's because that's the song from...
Yeah, Spinal Tap. You ever seen Spinal Tap?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't
Stonehenge.
Sound like it.
It was fine.
Now, I love it. It was like, no one knows what they were doing or why they built it.
And then they have the little person dance next yeah. to
the tiny Stonehenge.
The tiny Stonehenge, because they shipped the wrong thing.
They put inches instead of feet. Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the funniest things I've seen. On that made me cry laugh.
It is funny that they didn't use metric.
Yeah.
In that moment, they were like, "Well, I'll help this American out." Anyway, what?
Hmm?
What was your choice?
I was going to say a Mayan pyramid.
Yeah. Mayan pyramid, pretty sick.
With the blood gutters all running up from the top all the way down.
They're chopping off heads and throwing bodies down.
Holding, like, beating hearts up.
Yeah.
Damn, fucking does rule. Fuck, that's better than mine. Shit.
I know.
Damn it.
Place of worship.
Place of worship.
Trying to think of what else.
I wanted something, like, really cool and arcane, you know, but, like, they're all... built in a bog out of wood and shit, and they didn't really keep.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh,
Freemason Lodge.
I have a specific one. Just outside of Prague, there is a church made entirely of bones.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty fucking.
That
dope.
One, I want to visit that so fucking badly.
Yeah, I was in Prague for like 24 hours and get a chance to go out there.
Dude, I really want to. My friend Kristen lived in Prague for like 2 years. And, like, yeah, she had took a bunch of pictures there and stuff, and I'm just like, what the fucking rules?
Yeah.
That's a fucking great one.
I'm sure there's probably a little thing in the, like, Parisian catacombs for worship.
Fuck, I was going to look something up, which is a little against the rules, but whatever.
Probably.
The name of the thing. Anyway, fuck, that's a, you know, we should really dive into that one. That would be a really good.
That's actually, yeah.
That would be a great.
That'd be a good one to do.
Maybe that's next one.
That'd be a really good deep dive.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, most metal place of worship. That Noah's Ark Museum. That
run
shit.
By Ken something.
Yes.
The Creationist Museum.
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Dude, it's so funny. Oh, is it David Cross? It has the bit about it's just a bunch of dioramas. It's just like Jesus riding a dinosaur. They're like, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Proves it. You can see it right there.
Watching Bill Nye debate that guy and then walk through the museum is the most frustrating 3 hours you will ever experience
really?
In your
yeah.
life. Yeah.
There's a great Richard Dawkins where he talks to like some megachurch dude, and the megachurch dude like loses, like, because Dawkins like shuts him down at one point and goes, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, like, that's so stupid. And then the guy ends up like trying to kind of chasing him off the property in his pickup truck, and then later on that guy was found in a hotel doing a bunch of meth and like sucking a dude off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, which is fine, which is fine if you weren't trying to stop everybody else from having a good time.
Right.
Too. You know, but
that's the thing. They want to be the only ones to suck dick.
Look, I
no
get
one
it.
Else is allowed.
You think you really discovered a really great thing, and you did. But other people should be able to enjoy it too. Damn it. And yeah. By the way, it is the best way I've found. No.
Mark Maron had an album where he goes and visits that.
Oh, that's maybe that's.
And then he's walking through, and he's like in the New Testament. He's like, Jesus is white. Everybody's white. Then you get to the Old Testament. He's like, everybody's the Jewiest looking motherfucker. Like, just like caricature after caricature.
So fucking
like
funny.
He talks about it for a good like 20
yes,
minutes.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, I love that one. That was like one of his first specials, or his first albums. And I fucking.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
It's one of his later ones.
Look, I need to be right once in the course of this fucking thing. It's really important.
Yeah, if you're going to lose the fucking 20-sided die every time, you need to have a fact.
Every fucking time. It's mathematically an improbability what's happening here.
Sure.
I'm wrong about that too? Is that what that fucking shirt was?
You haven't lost every time, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, shit.
Anyway. You don't segue out of this. Okay. I do this. Well, we should probably get out. I'm like, oh, well, tell us when we get out. I'll do the wells. Anyway. No, that's good. Actually, that would be a really great one to deep dive into.
Let's do that on the next one. Fuck it.
That'd be good. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been What's More Metal. We really appreciate you. If you have any suggestions for topics we should cover.
For the love of God, send them in.
Send them in. We fucking love hearing from you. We have a great time fucking covering these. We want to cover the things you care about an hour or two deep into the thing.
I do want to give a shout out because if you're, this is going to come out after the first mosh pit happens.
Oh, yeah.
On the 22nd.
Yes.
So if you missed that, we're going to do another one on April 27th.
Hell yeah.
And then a third one on May 18th.
God willing.
So those will be, instead of 10, I believe those will be at 8.
Yes.
8 p.m. I believe it's two Saturdays.
Oh, so, that'd be great.
Cool.
So, yeah, come on out to those. It's going to be super fun. Death Hammer, the improv duo, are fucking awesome.
They're great.
And, we'll be there. We'll be doing it live. We're going to do, well, too bad you can't. We're going to do, you're going to have missed us doing best animal power for a person to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Be fun.
And hey, I might be there for the April one.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see. You go.
I might be there too.
Can't just be me.
God and willing. I mean alive. I don't know. Guys, yes, definitely come out to those. Hopefully we'll maybe get a recording of it. Maybe we can post a little bonus material or something for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that.
That'd be great. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yep.
You know,
we'll figure it out.
The Lord of technology, we'll see if that happens. Anyway, gang, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you so much. Make sure you send in some topics for us. You know, send in a message and go like, hey, you guys suck. And then we'll know who you are.
Yeah.
Then we'll dox you.
Yeah. We absolutely will dox you. No. We will dox you. We will.
I'm not even comfortable joking about that.
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Dan Weber, who lives
We're going to swap.
Social security number. I just do it to random people in my life. Who, like, drink the last LaCroix or something. Oh, really?
What'd he do? He got a better slice of pizza than I did.
I dox my roommates. He lives here, guys. It's so stupid. What am I even talking about? Anyway, guys, we're
closing the show.
I am closing the show out. Guys, thank you so much. It's been super sunny out in Portland, which means it's... you know, weather's crazy everywhere. It's frozen in hell. So we appreciate you guys enjoying the podcast. Do it while you run. Do it while you jog. Do it while you walk. Do it while you sit perfectly still and wait for a fish. And I don't know what I'm doing. Guys, kiss your pets. High five a flower and hail Satan.
Hail Satan.